This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Friday. Welcome on in. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. So go subscribe there today as we go live every single weekday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you guys can stream us in your ears on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. Check us on out over there. Get to our headlines. We'll tickle Leroy's fancy later this hour, but let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Thursday night football last night, the Broncos topped the Raiders 10-7.
Oh, my goodness. If you're not a Raiders or a Broncos fan, that game had zero interest.
I had no three juice. Players playing in that.
And how did they do for you, Vlad? Did you have J.K. Dobbins? Who did you have?
I had Genty. I had Franklin. And I had Bo Nix.
Well, Bo Nix did not impress us.
No, he didn't. And this is my problem. I hadn't played Bo Nix before, right? And he's done well. Because I've had Jordan Love. But after Jordan Love played against Carolina and he's playing against the Eagles, I'm like, oh, yeah, Bo Nix should be, you know, it's the Raiders. They should bust the Raiders' ass. No.
The problem is that the Raiders are decent on defense.
When?
Hmm?
Have you seen them?
Yeah, but look at I'm saying for Denver, if you look at what Denver's done over the last 6 weeks, four come from behind wins because they start off slow.
Yeah, but the Raiders' defense isn't that great, just that the Broncos' offense is not what we think they are.
They kind of are. They because they've come back. Listen, there's games where they were clearly the better team, and they slow roll it coming out of the gate and then got to play catch-up. And they've done it a few times this year. I think as you get closer to the games meaning something, the better the teams get. You give a good team a lead like that, right? And you ain't going to be able to come back like you've been against some of these other teams.
We've already spent too much time on this game. It was 10-7.
Like,
I mean, it was a terrible game. What do we have to talk about? It sucked.
I know, but you know what? The sports takes you where it takes you.
The sports does take you where it takes you. That's fair.
You just say, I wish you would have made a left instead of a right.
Yeah.
I got you. I get it. You know, I understand. It's not the most appealing conversation, but like, it's kind of one of those things. Remember last year with the Canes, and they give up these big leads and then come back and win at the end, early in the year? Right. Well, eventually it caught up to them.
Yep.
And the way Denver is playing, right, if you keep leaving average teams in it, something crazy could happen at the end of the game. You end up losing the game you have no business losing.
Well, that happened to them with the that they should really only have one loss because they had that with the field goal, remember, against the Colts?
Right, exactly. So, like,
8-2 is still a pretty good season, though.
No, it is. No, they're fine. I'm just, listen, the record is the record. But all I'm saying is, if you look at how they're winning, where they've really had no dominant wins that would indicate they're 8-2. They've just come back an awful lot. And at some point, that usually tends to bite you in the butt.
Yeah, I think, though, if it was the Chiefs, we'd give it to winning Moxie, you know? Like, well,
You say it.
I understand, but the Chiefs did that all of last year. Like, they were pulling wins out of their butts all the time.
Yeah, but when they got to that critical time.
But they got ring protection. And also, we've seen it done before.
Got to the Super Bowl, though, guys.
Huh?
Right.
They got to the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. You argued against yourself.
I think if anything, it still showed them that they were a good team.
To say the Patriots do that and to say Denver does it is two different things.
Hey, those are upcoming teams. Those are teams that are trying to get to the level that the Chiefs are already at. It's the same thing with the Eagles. Remember when the year the Eagles, after the Super Bowl, they went 10-1? All the games they were winning were close. You knew that sooner or later when they play against good teams, it was going to bite them in the ass. And it did. But now if they struggle right now, like they were early in the year, what are we saying? Eh, it's the reigning champs. They'll get it together. Oh, they're still under, you know.
How did you guys get four more minutes out of this game? I don't understand. How did you trick me?
Woo! You did.
Four more minutes on this 10-7 win?
I mean,
we're not talking about the win. We're just talking about the ways in which they're winning. It just seems not sustainable.
Well, you want me to bring it to the Dolphins? They're finding ways to win while the Dolphins aren't finding ways to win. Those are the games. Because Dolphins, similar situation. There have been games, and the Dolphins haven't found a way to win. There's why you talk those 4 minutes.
Yeah, but the Dolphins, I mean, they their losses.
But here's, you know what happens, though, Tobin? Here's what happens in sports. If you get to the end of one of those games and you do the right thing, now you got something in the bank. Mm-hmm. You got something to go to say, hey, this is how we handled ourselves in that situation. But they don't have anything in the bank. They don't have anything to go to get through those tough situations. And every time they get into those tough situations, it goes the wrong way. Right? Denver is kind of finding ways to win, and they kind of, at the end of those moments, at the end of a game or whatever, they seem to relax because they've been there before.
Well, they shouldn't have been cheap bastards going after Jalen Waddle. You wanted to vamp your offense up a little bit with your boring-ass players. You should have gone and given up two first-round picks for Jalen Waddle. You want to win so bad.
No. Nobody, like, I don't know.
No, I mean, it is. Like, that. The Colts literally did that. The Colts saw a big weakness, and they were like, you know what? We're going to overpay for Sauce Gardner.
But overpaying for Sauce Gardner and overpaying for Jalen Waddle are two different things.
How? I mean,
because they're not on the same level.
If you're going for it, you're going for it. And by the way, Jalen Waddle's probably going to impact that offense more so than Sauce will be for the Colts defense, which has already been good this year.
We just had a GM that thought like that.
Yeah?
He's no longer the GM.
I understand, but he was also bad at evaluating. It was like, of all the things Chris Greer did, trading for Tyreek Hill is probably the best thing on his resume. Like, I don't subscribe to that argument. If you did a better job with your picks along with trading for Tyreek Hill, you would have been in a fine spot. Like, the one thing you could say about Chris Greer, the F them picks, really wasn't that bad of an option. You traded for a guy who broke your franchise record twice. What would he have done? Blown those first round picks like he always does? So I think if you're the Broncos and you were sitting here being like, you're 8-2, but you know, you say you have these questions. Their defense is amazing. What is it? Number 1-2 in the league. By the way, very weird that Vance Joseph is the defensive coordinator. Show some big pride by him that he would take that job.
After being fired by that same organization as head coach.
Yeah, it's very odd. Don't you find that a little weird?
Didn't they do that with Vic Fangio?
Not with Denver.
Yeah, I think so. Wasn't he the defensive coordinator after he got fired?
Not for Denver.
No,
dude.
Not
was
for
he?
Denver. No.
Okay.
No. He was a consultant, I think, and then he got the Dolphins job, and then he got the Eagles job.
Okay. What
you guys get four more minutes out of this game. It's just amazing.
We're not talking about the game.
So Houdini trick by you. The point is, you obviously should have given a lot more up for Jalen Waddle, you greedy pigs. Now you're stuck here. You got no offense with your stupid Bo Nix getting booed.
They won.
They won.
Stacking up wins.
But you just told me you weren't impressed by it.
I mean, not really. No, that's not what I said.
It's kind of what you said.
It's not kind of what I said. I'll tell you exactly what I said. I said, if you keep winning games like this, eventually it's going to bite you in the butt. Because you ain't Kansas City. And we ain't going to make assumptions that you always going to be able to go to that well to find a way to win at the end. And as the teams get more difficult, like you struggled to a 10-7 win against the Raiders. All right? Put some of the teams in that situation you're competing against to try to get one of those playoff spots or win the division. And you score 10 points. You're getting smoked. Now, they do have a hell of a defense. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Poor Geno.
Geno got – yo, he got Kamala splashed on his knee.
Yeah. It was
Why was he yelling at Raheem Mostert last
night? Oh, because Raheem missed a blocking assignment.
The old don't like to block as much.
Well, the old love to argue with each other, and then after finishing arguing, you know,
hey,
dap it up. Dude, like, my bad, man. You know, I was just acting out.
Dude, I learned early on in my career, if you always want a spot on the team as a running back, be a good pass protector.
Do you think that he was sincerely apologetic, or do you think that he found out that his tirade was caught on camera and thought he gave him my bad?
No, you have to be apologetic, man, because, you know, I know even though Leroy's going to say that, no, nobody's going to ever do that, it's still a game. But, you say something slick to your offensive lineman, they might be an ole, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you also have to know.
You're blocking, ole, Max Crosby,
you also have to know.
Bonita.
When it's applicable, right? So if you and who you go into, like, so for example, we had a New Zealander playing right guard. He got yelled at the whole game because he was like a polar bear out there sometimes. Right? And we just have to say, just hit the guy in front of you and we'll adjust, right? And you would yell at him, but you wouldn't yell at the left guard who's a Hall of Famer.
You guys gave him the same advice that Paulie gave to Rocky.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Hit the one in the middle.
Pretty much.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Leroy, can we get a weather update our friends over at Chill Zone AC, featuring reliably rude AC systems? Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
AC hasn't been pumping that much, so nice cool weather. Winds are light, real light, coming out of the north-northeast. It is partly cloudy. And I'm going to say it's right around 80 degrees. I usually don't do this. Not a very high chance of rain.
Wow.
Even though, you know, there's some patchy clouds, but nothing serious. Should be a very good weekend.
And where's the wind blowing out, you said?
North, northeast. Out of the north, northeast.
Wind is blowing out of the east, southeast. It is 82. Yes, 82 degrees. It feels like 86, and the wind gusts are up to 5 miles per hour.
You know what that means? That humidity is picking up. Mm. If it feels like 86, you know, if you have a low humidity, it feels even less or right what the temperature is.
Hmm. We'll get to tickle Leroy's fancy here a little bit later on this hour. Somebody whose fancy was very tickled was Jalen Phillips. This Jalen Phillips got to Philadelphia, and you want to talk about going from the outhouse to the penthouse. He is peacocking up there with the Philadelphia Eagles.
I thought I was excited day one. I mean, talk to me now. Like, this is literally the greatest thing that's happened to me in my whole life, probably. But it's just awesome. I mean, the guys are awesome. Everybody's been super welcoming. I love the environment here. I love the vibe here. City of Philly's, you know, giving me a very warm welcome. I got about 20 times the amount of Instagram likes that I ever got on the post before from the Philly fans. So shout out to y'all. But yeah, it's been great so far. Getting out there practicing. I love the weather here. I love the locker room.
Stop. Stop with the lies. You cannot love the weather in Philadelphia more than the weather in Miami. That's a big lie. Minus Jeez. One for him.
Wow. No, I think all options are on the table.
Wow. I mean, he is. Wow. I mean, I guess that's what it is right now. You're going to the defending minus champs. That's how you're going to feel. But you are right, Vlad. It's not exactly like going from Boston to Florida like Marchand, and then you have the beach.
Like, can you honestly say in November you rather the weather in Philadelphia than the weather in Miami? No sane human being will say that.
I hope Mrs. JP didn't hear that. This is the greatest day ever.
Yeah, let's see how.
Let me tell you something. Hey, let me tell you something, dude. Those Instagram likes are going to turn to middle fingers real quick if you miss another one of them sacks.
Yeah, with your warning track sack power.
I would say I never, well, because I never went from, I was always in the cold places. So to say, oh, this is great and whatever, I was like, yeah, I'm here.
Even like, he's so happy to be out of Miami, because even like a curmudgeon like Vic Fangio, he's like, hey, Vic, great to see you. And he's like, yeah, sack the quarterback. And he goes, great to see you too. Because you know Vic Fangio's not warm and fuzzy. Think like you got him some bagels in the morning? No way.
Yeah, but the thing about old coaches,
yep.
Once you get in, you're in for life.
Mm.
Right? If you look at Bill Belichick and some of the players that he cherished, they all come from the OG, you know, Giants. right? Like he and then when he got to New England, he got a new crew.
Yeah, they all get it from the he's a Parcells guy, or you know, he's right, a Walsh exactly. guy. Yeah, that's it. That's because
it happens.
It makes the coach, if he's a hard-ass.
Even Mike McDaniel did it with Mostert and
Wilson.
Who's the other running back?
Jeff
Wilson. Right. So he's done it too. I just wish he had tried to build the team like all the teams he left. But
it was something.
Somebody said he's going from iguanas in the toilet to dog-sized rats.
That's true.
I remember about Philadelphia is when you could leave the hotel to go to the stadium, you pass 1,000 funeral homes.
Really?
Oh my goodness. Mm. It was number funeral homes every corner.
Maybe he's trying to tell you guys something.
I don't know.
Feel haunted?
Nah, they didn't. I tell you, them fans mean as hell.
I know.
You can't get around that.
You did play on that
they
turf.
Mean to everybody. It's like they go to the game and say, somebody getting booed, either our team or the other team.
I mean, they had a jail in the stadium.
Mm-hmm. And a little peephole.
What?
It was before I got there. They closed it up.
Oh, yeah.
Wink. Nah.
Nah. The, I mean, like, look. You know, I understand when you have been in a situation like he's been in, and also it's kind of like a fresh start for him, right? Like you've had all these injuries and now, you know, I don't know. It's a big year for him. Obviously, it's a contract year. And even if he had a great year here, you don't know if the Dolphins are going to keep you around. Now you go to a situation in Philadelphia where like if he balls out for a contender, you're setting yourself up in a big way. They might forget about all that injury stuff.
I think the situation becomes better for him if he should ball out, right? But the fact of the matter is that if he had balled out here, right, he'd still be in the same situation because if he had balled out here, the team would be in a better situation.
Probably. Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? So
it was a bad defense this year. I mean, like, I can't put it all. He wasn't in a good unit, much like the Jets. Like, you know, we all can say Sauce Gardner's an excellent player. The Jets were not a good team. I mean, he came into a team, bunch of rookies on the D-line, no cornerbacks, you know, safeties that are miserable, maybe a potential fat cattery that's going on the defensive line as well. He's battling a lot of things. Now, he had some fault in that too. Chop Robinson wasn't any great shakes this year. Bradley Chubb's tackling his own teammates. So, you have your own obstacles.
Hey, Vlad. So, question, Jay Toles says, crazy how Leroy says Sauce is one of the best players in the league. Ask Vlad if he's been good.
He's been good. Has he been called for penalties? Yeah, they've called the penalties on him, but he's still been good.
Right. Okay.
I mean, you know. Listen, Indy must have thought he was that good to offer 2 first-round picks.
Right.
Doesn't cheating go along with being a great cornerback?
Yes.
All the time.
You got to be able to – here's what you got to be able to do. And you always hear sometimes, oh, that's a whole veteran move right there. You running next to him and the dude jumping for the ball and you got a shirt, right?
Yeah.
And they can't see it. The other thing Frank Minifield used to always tell me this. He said, boom. You know why I got white gloves and brown gloves and black gloves? He said, because if they wearing white, I'm going to have my white gloves. They can't see it. So he would have white sleeves with white gloves, and they have white jerseys.
Your coach also said that. Belichick would always tell people to do that as well. Like, if they're wearing white, wear white gloves because the referee won't be able to tell the
exactly.
difference.
Exactly. So here's what makes you good. You got to be good enough to get to that position where you can hold somebody. Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you just reaching, then it's blatant. Somebody says Sauce ranked as 21st corner so far this season, but that could also be the pass rush. So you got to be careful with that.
But cheating goes along with that position. Jalen Ramsey cheats all the time.
Absolutely. Right. There's the same thing. There's two groups that always fight during practices. cornerbacks and wide receivers, and linebackers and tight ends.
Somebody was saying this recently about defenders in the NBA too. Somebody was saying this about Lou Dort, and it's just like he gets to play by different rules because it's like they know he's a physical defender that kind of goes Draymond same way. And that's like, you know, then you're Duncan Robinson, you try the same thing, they're calling it on you.
Right. But that's, I mean, he earned it. They earned that.
Right. Pat Beverly, like they, you start earning your rep.
For example, when you make an all defensive team, the officials looking at you, no matter what you're doing on defense, are saying, oh, he playing good defense.
Right.
Whether you holding or not.
Duncan Robinson is always going to be Duncan Robinson.
If you've been a pine cone or a traffic cone, your whole career, right?
Oh, minus one.
I kind of like it.
If you've been a traffic cone for your whole career, and then you finally play some good D, you ain't gonna get the benefit of the doubt.
Wait, pine cone? Won't you smash a pine cone?
You could smash a pine cone.
Hey, listen, I said the wrong thing.
No, you didn't.
Let me say this.
But it was good.
A pine cone is still just sitting there.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you could really smash a pine cone.
Pine cone sounds like the guy who gets dunked over by Wemby. Like you're a pine cone amongst the trees.
Or as Al Mackey said, you get called a pigeon.
Oh, man. Gotta get people keep putting
So how much longer is he in Memphis?
Not too long.
We'll get into it. There's a lot of stuff going on, but we got to take a break. We got to take up my fans coming up. But we'll get into the Jaw stuff coming up next hour. We'll take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's.
Let's go. Although, this local teams have gotten me.
Well, yeah, I understand. I understand. Well, you know what? We'll you know what always gets you in a good mood? Travel. Why don't we take you to the international games as we have Leroy, the Falcons, taking on the Colts in Germany, 9:30 on Sunday. Does that game tickle your fancy?
No.
Fancy, not tickled.
I'm interested. Like, India's been winning games a lot different than Denver, right? They look really good on both sides of the ball. And so I look at them as a contender. I know it's hard to imagine the Indianapolis Colts, but yeah, they're one of those teams.
Steven, don't you like running backs? Don't you want to see
Bijan
versus Jonathan Taylor?
Yeah, but he's attached to Atlanta.
Oh, he's a Saint. I forgot. Leroy, you know you spread yourself thin with Minnesota, Cleveland,
New Orleans,
Miami.
Hey, I talk about a lot of teams, but from the first day I've started doing radio till this day, Atlanta
is your most hated city.
Yes, that's childhood. That's carried me for most of my years.
I mean, you would think that would tickle your fancy then, a little petty watch in the morning.
No, what am I doing on Sunday morning, dude?
Playing golf.
Don't you have the iPad?
That ain't iPad worthy. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Fair enough. Fair enough. That
you
1 o'clock.
You asked me if my fancy was tickled. I took all the factors into account.
Fair enough. It is it's your segment, not mine. At 1 o'clock.
Why are you trying to change my mind then?
I don't know. Fellows dismissive for the surprising Colts.
No.
1 o'clock. The 6-2 Buffalo Bills stroll into town to take on the 2-7 Miami Dolphins. The line has gone down. The Bills are now 8.5-point favorites. Oh, does this down. Game tickle your fancy?
Somebody turn.
It does. It does. I want to see.
My fancy is tickled.
I want to see if people play better football without Papa Shot. I'm like, come on, man. All right.
Yeah, there's a lot of injuries on the defensive side for the Bills, but I got to be honest with you, Vlad. I literally feel like that happens every year with the Dolphins and Bills. They're like, oh, we're missing Epinesa. We're missing this. And whoever they replace with does just as good. It doesn't.
Now, for the most part, don't the Dolphins usually keep these games close?
Yeah, I mean, there's usually the way it's gone is usually there's one close one, one blowout.
It goes
two
ways.
That's how it's been going lately.
Yes, a close game or a crappy game. It's two ways that it goes.
Right.
I don't know why I still think this team could turn it around.
You're delusional.
Bless your heart.
It's not like, I guess I would have to admit that maybe I'm a little delusional. That's usually not my thing.
It's good of you.
Right?
It's definitely not
my thing. It's not my thing at all, but I always just looking at how they play and how they can play. And believe it or not, if the Dolphins fare well in this game, you're going to say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a well-called game by the coaching staff.
So then
it could also be a farewell game.
Ooh. Well, no. The farewell game might happen the week after.
Because that's right before the bye week.
Right, yeah. If you lose to Marcus Mariota after I gave you a free trip to Spain, you got to go.
The international trip never bodes well for the struggling team.
No.
I know.
Well, they both struggling. So how does that work?
Well, it doesn't. Dan Quinn's got the pass this year because his quarterback's hurt. You know, they just went to the NFC title game last year. He's got a little reprieve, I feel like.
Right.
You know, at 1 o'clock, the New York Football Giants take on the Bears. Chicago's a 4.5-point favorite. Does that game tickle your fancy?
No, that's 1 o'clock.
Fancy, not tickled.
Yeah, that's a tickle fight.
Fair enough.
Like, I don't know where Chicago, although Chicago has been playing better.
We got a sneaky Leroy Horde Bowl at 1 o'clock. The Baltimore Ravens at 3-5, fresh off their win over the Dolphins, travel to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. Baltimore is a 4.5-point road favorite.
Take your fancy. They're starting to get their guys back. And they played some good football last week. So I guess everybody is just, like you said, I don't know if they get ring protection, but they're one of those teams always.
Yeah, they get MVP ring protection.
Right, right. So from that standpoint, I think they're just assuming. But the Vikings are really good, too, defensively. Their quarterback hasn't played, and he's just coming along. So
they really love the Ravens. To be a 4.5-point road favorite against a team that just beat the Lions on the road?
Yes.
That's crazy. Right.
That seems like a Vikings all day chili pepper.
Yeah.
Well, that's there for you if you want it.
Yep.
At 1 o'clock, the Browns visit the New York Jets.
My fancy is tickled. My fancy is tickled.
I'm contractually
obligated
to watch this. But here's the problem, Vlad. Y'all don't have Sauce Gardner or a defender on the front line, and they don't have nobody that can get open that can catch the ball.
Yes, we do.
No, I'm saying the Browns don't.
Oh, the Browns don't. Oh,
don't have nobody.
So
to get.
The weaknesses that we have doesn't matter because you don't have the strength. And okay, I get what you're saying.
Right. Now, I will say this, that the Browns, if Quinnen Williams isn't there, he's not there.
I'm going
to
run.
They will try to run the ball. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Terrible game. 1 o'clock.
Yours isn't any better either. But
not saying that it is.
Vlad, we know, man. We know, dude. We know. You ain't got to throw that out there.
At 1 o'clock, the 7-2 New England Patriots head on over to Tampa Bay to take on the 6-2 Buccaneers. Tampa is a 2.5-point favorite at home. Does this game tickle your fancy, Leroy?
Yeah.
Fancy is tickled.
It's something about this. Two teams that find ways to win games. Drake May is coming along. I'm a big fan of Baker. But they're banged up outside.
Shake and bake.
They're losing a lot of their weapons outside.
Yeah, but they're coming off a bye week this week.
Yeah, but still, they still. Evans is not coming back.
I mean, he's not coming back to the end.
No, he's got a broken collarbone.
But they still got.
I'm looking at their injuries.
Godwin might be back.
And Godwin did not practice yesterday. Neither did Bucky Irving, but they are questionable. They're not ruled out yet.
Still a lot of, questions around who's going to be available. But they've won games with nobody available. It's kind of one of those teams, right?
Patriots coming on strong as well. Should be a good matchup. Probably the juiciest in the 1 o'clock slate. Because then we have your childhood team, the 1-8 Saints, taking on the sneaky, surprising, spunky 5-4 Carolina Panthers, who are 5.5-point favorites. Tickle your fancy?
The Panthers are a favorite?
Yeah.
Yeah. Five and a half point favorites.
It's something about
fancy, not tickled.
No. I'm just like too much. I know the Saints are bad, but we rolling with Carolina like that.
Yeah, they're 5-4, Leroy.
Beat Green Bay last week.
Okay. They beat Miami.
Beat them 13-10.
16-13. Still won.
So what? They weren't.
It was a road game. They
weren't the 13-point and the 13.5-point favorite. They were the underdog. Doesn't matter if you're the underdog. Right. How you win? You won.
Right. I would still be a little reluctant to be given points if I'm back in Carolina.
Well, that many points. Although, that's a lot of points.
Yeah.
The Saints are terrible.
Y'all play
terrible.
Who they play? Tyler Schlauf?
Schoff.
I think it's Shuck.
Shuck.
Chuck?
Shuck. Shuck.
With no C.
Yeah, it's kind of like Christian Brown on the
With no W.
You're like, that's not how that's spelled.
That's spelled Braun.
Yeah, I know words, and that's not how that's spelled.
No, you barely know words.
Fair point. No. 1 o'clock, Leroy. The Jacksonville Jaguars take on the Houston Texans. Jacksonville is 5-3. They are 1.5-point road favorites at the 3-5 Texans. Tickle your fancy?
Fancy, not tickled.
Isn't their quarterback hurt?
Yes, C.J. Stroud is out with a concussion, and Travis Hunter is on the IR with a knee injury.
Who is their backup?
Davis Mills.
Still doing it, Davis Mills, huh? Good for him.
Oh, man. Good for him. See, this is one of those games where you think, wow, they're playing with Davis Mills. This team has been terrible, right?
Not their defense.
Right, but still, you can only do so much.
Yeah, but Trevor will give you some. Trevor will keep you in a game.
He throws up some stinkers.
And the Jaguars are one team, right when you want to give them love, show them love, they'll put up
a stinker. That's how I feel about Carolina. I'm going to give you an option. Survivor pool, you got to pick one.
I'm taking Carolina. I'm taking Carolina.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm taking Carolina too.
I'm taking Carolina. All
right. Okay, so you. Well,
Especially since
I'm going to tell you why. Carolina is just getting good. Jacksonville, for the last 3 years, have been like teasing you, teetering on, are they going to be a team to take the step with Trevor, or are they going to be a team that needs to get rid of Trevor and rebuild?
The one thing I'll say about Carolina is if there's one thing they can do, they can run the football. So that's going to. That's going to pay dividends to
Rico
wherever
Suave,
you
right,
are.
Tobin?
Huh?
Rico Suave. That's the guy.
Yep.
Rico Dotto.
He's good.
He's good.
Less embarrassing. Something's less embarrassing. Rico Dotto killing the Dolphins and the Colts killing the Dolphins. Still losses, though. Doesn't make you feel any better. Anyway, we start the 4 o'clock slate. Cardinals at the Seahawks. Cardinals 3-5. The Jacoby Brissett era is upon us. Taking on the 6-2 Seattle Seahawks. Seattle is nearly a touchdown favorite, 6.5-point favorite in their building. Leroy, does that game tickle your fancy?
No, but I think Seattle going to put it on them.
Fancy, not tickled.
4:25, the LA Rams at 6-2 take on the 6-3 San Francisco 49ers. Cool. LA is a 4.5-point road favorite. Does that game tickle your fancy?
I'm still trying to figure out how San Francisco is putting it together because with all the injuries and banged up.
You got a coach.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go with that. I'm excited. I want to see that game. I want to see that game because now we're getting to the point where these 6-3 and 7-2 teams are playing each other in their own division and their own, conference. And it's starting to mean a little bit more as far as now you're getting an advantage over certain teams.
Still real, me damn it. 4:25, the Detroit Lions take on the Washington Commanders.
Are they double digits?
7.5-point road favorites.
Yeah.
Take your fancy?
No, Washington.
Fancy, not tickled.
Got hot garbage right now.
I don't feel like we've tickled your fancy very much this week.
They did, yes. Tampa Bay, New England. San Francisco Rams.
Yeah.
Baltimore, Minnesota.
Yeah. I mean, like, dude.
The games that are bad. Straight. Yeah, the games that are bad.
You don't seem enthused. When I say tickle your fancy, you don't seem as enthused. It's like I have to, like, twist your arm for it to be.
You know what? I'm going to tell you why. Let me tell you why.
What is it, Ryan?
Okay. Because I'm in football hell.
No, you're not.
You're down here?
You got Michigan.
They got two losses, too.
But they still control their destiny.
Yeah. But I'm going to just say this. Yeah, but we talking about Sunday.
I mean, it is what it is.
Right. But there's not, just watching all these teams take those next steps and then.
Can't be happy for their happiness.
I want my own happiness, damn it.
I agree. Sunday Night Football. Your guy, Aaron Rodgers, and his 5-3 Steelers visit the L.A. Chargers at 6-3. The Chargers are 2.5-point favorites. Of course, they have lost a lot on their offensive line, but does this game tickle your fancy, Leroy?
Yeah, I'll watch. I won't even be hate tickled. Watching.
Of course you're going to watch. There's a Michigan man coaching.
Crazy person. Finally, Monday Night Football.
Oh, best game of the weekend.
It was good. The Philadelphia Eagles at 6-2 go into the frozen, or brisk, I guess, right now.
No, it's frozen. It's frozen.
Of Lambeau Field to take on the Packers, who
good
are
Monday
5-2-1.
Good Monday night game.
Green Bay is a 1.5-point favorite. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Yep. Good. I will say this. Green Bay has problems with teams that control the football. right? So just think of that and what the Eagles do. The Eagles will methodically move the ball down the field, and it kind of forces Green Bay to almost press too much. And they've gotten in trouble in every game that's kind of had that, where the other team just controlled the ball by running it. And that's kind of how they lost to Carolina.
The
Jalen Phillips debut too.
Jalen Phillips debut. He loves the weather. Well, Ladd is right. It's going to be slightly below freezing,
and 9
degrees. So
somebody just Big J just said Chop ruled out Sunday.
Chop ruled out. Well, he got a concussion. Yeah, yeah. Like, it didn't sound very promising.
What kind of concussion is that?
The only concussion
I missed the next week was. Because I got up in the hospital.
They gave you smelling salt, man. He was good. Oh, you all right. Hey, how many numbers? 3. That's 4, but you're one close. Don't worry. Get in there. You know.
Yep, because they on Thursday and Friday, they smashed my head back and forth to see if I was okay. And I was like, yeah, I'm good. Ouch. And he said, nah, we're going to sit you this week.
Yeah. It also says D. Eskridge is out Sunday for the Dolphins, according to Mike McDaniel.
Yeah,
well, so returner.
Chop wasn't going to chop that big moose down in number 17 for Buffalo.
Take a break.
Smitha said, he really said, I don't remember when talking about concussions. That's a concussion, you dummy. So
Take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.